Later that evening, around 4 p.m., the enemy arrived. Our defense for the town, 5 riflemen stationed at the north side. But the enemy armor car routed us from our position quickly, and we withdrew. A party of the enemy, headed by an armor car, pushed through the town with strong flanks on both sides. As senior officer that night, I decided to notify headquarters in Buttevant, as I considered it necessary to have reinforcements brought on at once to hold up their advance. When I arrived around midnight, the headquarters staff were still in session. Liam Lynch, Liam Deasy, Tom Craft, Tom Daly, Dan Mulville, and they were shocked at the news that I brought. In the immediate area were quite a goodly number of the Kerry contingent. They were immediately contacted and ordered to proceed back to Kerry with me. 2 lorry loads of men, about 40 in all, under the command of Tyke Bruston of Castle Gregory. That journey back through the night is alive in my memory tonight after 49 years. We arrived in Lawn Tarn in the early morning, and I was satisfied that I had done my duty as far as I was able at the time. On our arrival, we had a heartbreaking experience. One of Tyke's men had a nervous breakdown due to his recent experiences and had to be committed to the asylum in Killarney. Our Brigadier Humphrey Murphy and John Leary, my battalion commandant, arrived, and I was glad to hand over my responsibility. Our forces were completely disorganized, and it took some days to get everything under control again. Battalion headquarters were set up in Doolag at Tom Fleming's, and immediate action was undertaken to pin the enemy down in Castle Island, and this was effective.